Most of the Midwest is expecting to see a rather tranquil several days coming up here this week. Not much precipitation is expected to occur. I don't want to imply totally dry conditions, but there will not be big generalized rain events taking place through Thursday of this week. We will have a few showers around periodically, but the majority of them will be extremely brief and light, not likely to counter evaporation very well. The main theme of weather across the Midwest this week will be net drying, but there will be a slow-moving cool front that will move across the region as we get into the weekend and early next week to change that situation, at least for some areas. Temperatures out there this morning running mostly in the 60s across a big part of the Midwest, and for the second and in some cases third morning in a row, a lot of fog is present out there. The fog will lift a little later today, and we'll see temperatures turn warmer across the region. Most of the Midwest will likely experience temperatures that will work their way into an above average range by the time we get out over the next 2 days. The highest temperatures are expected to run mostly 80s today across the region. That is in contrast to readings that were running mostly in the 70s during the weekend from southeastern South Dakota and eastern Nebraska over to the Great Lakes region. 80-degree readings occurred further to the south, and some of those readings were in the upper 80s at that. So we will see the warmer air overtake most of the Midwest, and extreme highs today may get up around 90 degrees in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt. As we move out over the day tomorrow and into Wednesday of this week, we'll see those 90-degree temperatures becoming more common. Further to the east, we'll see upper 80s and lower 90s common across the Midwest. Some middle 90s will occur to the west of the Missouri River, and we'll see temperatures actually reach up and to upper 90s to around 100 out in the plains, not in the Corn Belt proper. Wouldn't surprise me, however, to see a few middle 90s occur in some of the western fringe areas of the Corn Belt as we get out through this week. Now, a cool front is expected to work its way through the Midwest rather slowly towards the end of this week and into the coming weekend. The frontal boundary will be a very slow mover, so there will be a potential that we may have a few repeating thunderstorms over small regions that could produce some heavier rain. The precipitation on Thursday is not likely to be very well organized. It'll be focused mostly on the Dakotas and portions of Minnesota, reaching back into parts of Nebraska, and most of the rainfall is not likely to be more than, let's say, 3 or 4/10 of an inch. As we get into Friday and Saturday, the frontal boundary will become enhanced by cool air working its way southeastward from Canada. We'll see some strong to severe thunderstorms beginning to pop up in the northwestern Corn Belt at that point, so the rain potentials will increase with 1/4 to 3/4 inch amounts and some totals getting up over 1.5 inches possible. It could get heavier than that if these thunderstorms really get going good. Now, the frontal system will finally get pushed through the rest of the Midwest, but this will take place mostly as we move into the early part of next week. Beginning Sunday and going out through Tuesday, the frontal system will finally push through the region. But as it does push through the lower and eastern Midwest, it'll be doing so at a faster pace, and so the rainfall potential will be low in those areas, with a few areas getting more than 0.5 of an inch. We'll leave it at 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch, though, for that event. Until the front comes through the eastern Midwest, those areas east of the Mississippi River will still see a net drying bias during a big part of the coming weekend, and so there will be almost a full week without precipitation in some locations. Already the topsoil is firming up, so the stress level for some of these crops will be rising because of the drier bias and the warmer temperatures. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.